morning.
Good morning.
We are so glad you have chosen to worship with us this morning. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are always welcome here. I have a couple announcements here. There's a whole lot of them in the bulletin, and I'm not going to cover every one of them. I would ask that you go through that bulletin and mark off those things that you would like to participate in, because we have quite a few. Just a reminder for you ladies who are planning on attending the Wednesday 11:30 a.m. Christmas tea. Bring your sandwich, cut into quarters and to share, and then there are other items that will be provided. If you don't have a teapot, I understand they will bring one, which I don't have a teapot. Teacups, okay? So bring your teacups, and everybody will have a great time. Also, you'll note in here about Christmas caroling has been confirmed for December 7th. So if you are interested in that, please see Sandy Pogoshelski. All are welcome regardless of your singing skills. I want to remind everybody that we are having a Blue Christmas on December 13th at 7:30 p.m. This is a service of remembrance and hope, remembering those who have passed away, and also seeking hope for all of us as we enter into this Christmas season. So this is the first time we will be having that at our church, so please mark your calendar for that. At this time, Frank Jeffers has an announcement.
Actually have two. First is, they're both 3 o'clock on Sunday. Today, at the United Methodist Church in Berea, the Southwest Community Chorus is presenting their concert. That's at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Tickets for that are available at the door. And next Sunday at 3 o'clock, the Strongsville Jazz Band is presenting a concert here. And tickets are available for that after the service today and next Sunday.
All right. And also Sarah Keenan.
Thank you. In regards to the jazz band concert next Sunday, Pastor Becky has graciously invited the performers back to her house after the concert, but we want to have some refreshments for the audience members. So if we are looking for some volunteers to bring in refreshments and help us set up. See Sandy if you have questions, Sandy O'Shea. And the second thing about that is, we're also looking for volunteers to man the nursery. If you've already spoken to Sharon Mativier about that, I'm sorry, because I haven't talked to her before this. If you haven't and you would like to volunteer, you can see me or Sharon. I don't think she's here, so you can see me. Thank you.
Okay, and one other thing you'll notice out in the gathering area, we do have the mitten tree. It is getting full, but it always can take more because there are children who need these items. So if you do have any, please make sure you bring them next Sunday is the last day, and we will be changing the tree over from the mitten tree to the family of faith tree. And this is my plug for, now that we have a revolving tree, I need more ornaments so we can fill the back of the tree. Last year, if you recall, we had no ornaments on the back of the tree because it didn't matter. This time it's going to matter. So if you have ornaments that you would like to bring in, remember they will not be returned. Your name and whatever else you would like us to put on the tag will be attached, and they will be affixed to the tree. And at this time, as you can see, Doug is standing here. We do have a baptism today. So if everybody would be so kind as to look spiffy and smile, he is going to take your picture as the momentum to give to the family.
Okay. You'll do this side, and then I shoot the choir.
Don't shoot the choir!
Not literally. A Okay, I have one other announcement I'd like to share with you. First off, let me thank everyone again who participated in the open house. It was a tremendous success. As you notice, we have transformed the church from Thanksgiving look to the Christmas look, and it looks fabulous. Thank you to those who helped with that transformation. Ken has announced.
Yeah, I just wanted to say the jazz concert next week, it's all Christmas numbers. And we got some great arrangements. It also featured the Kyrie singers. We've got a great arrangement that was recorded by the Glenn Miller Band of the Monteveras. So I think you're going to really enjoy it. It's going to be a real swinging Christmas event.
Okay. And Pastor Becky.
I have an announcement on behalf of the Oregon Restoration Fund. They don't know I'm making this announcement. If your spouse has everything they want for Christmas and you want to get them something different for Christmas, something they'll never expect, get one of the keychain stops. You can get them. They're originally $1,000 a piece to go to repair for the organ, but I'm offering you a special deal today. You can get them for $999. So it's a special deal today. Today only. Make your reservations. See somebody. Sarah, all right. So the gift that keeps on giving, loudly.
Wouldn't you know it? Okay. All right, are there any other announcements?
I know, I'm sorry. Sunday school, please come and practice right after the 11 o'clock worship right here if you are participating in the pageant.
Quick. Okay, are there any other announcements? Seeing none, let us begin our worship.
Good morning. Please stand and we'll read the call to worship. In Advent, we watch and wait and prepare to welcome the Christ child into the world.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
In Advent, we prepare for the life of discipleship and watch faithfully for signs of God's light breaking into the world.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
As we wait, dear one, we watch for signs of your action in the world, actions of compassion and grace breaking in.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Holy God, we recognize that we do not know the day or the hour, but we know that the day is near.
Come, Lord Jesus, come. Be born anew in our world and in our lives.
Please be seated.
Lighting of the Advent Wreath, the first Sunday of the Prophet Candle. Advent is a season of the year when we look to the promise of God.
We listen for the voice of the prophet who speaks God's word.
The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel.
He shall lead us and be our Savior.
He is coming soon.
With anticipation, we look for his coming.
Today we will light the prophet's candle, remembering God's promise.
Thanks be to God.
The evergreen wreaths which will hang on the doors of our sanctuary are symbols of eternal life. As a circle, the wreath has no beginning and no ending. As such, it reminds us of our own lives, which begin with God, will end with our return to God.
Emmanuel.
seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, let's do it better than that. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, all right. Before I introduce the guests, I have a couple sign-up sheets I want to send around. I'm going to start one here, go around, switch them, come up the other. This is for the upcoming Advent Bible studies. One begins tomorrow at noon with soup, and the other one begins tomorrow at 7 with dessert, right? All right, so I'm going to pass these around. There's no cost. If you'd like to sign up and come and join us for an Advent worship, it's 4 weeks, and it's a wonderful way to start out the season. So I'm going to pass them around for you. All right, we have some new folks with us today. We always like to ask you to introduce yourselves. Would you introduce yourselves? Who wants to start? All right. Awesome. All right. Welcome. Welcome. Yes, sir.
I'm Patrick Moore, the husband and the father. What Kim forgot to mention is we are relocating to Columbus, Ohio. I moved there about 2 weeks ago. Kim and Harper will be coming up in about another 2 weeks.
All right.
It's hard being away from the holidays, but you know, we're making the best of this.
All right. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am. Awesome. Awesome. Glad and honored to have you with us. Yes, sir.
I'm Thomas, my son and my wife, my other son, daughter-in-law. We're happy to be here also.
Glad to have you with us today. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Sharon Warner, and Kimberly is my daughter, and Ashley is my granddaughter, and Patrick's my son-in-law.
Harper.
It's my other daughter.
The other one.
Ashley, the boyfriend Trevor, and my husband.
And she's been cooking all day long yesterday in the kitchen. Sound familiar, gang? Yeah.
So we're happy to be here and be welcome to your little community here. It's very nice.
Thank you.
I'm Ashley Warner. I'm Kim's younger sister and Harper's godmother.
All right. Hey, we give a break on weddings discounts, you know. Let me know. Give you a discount.
Hi, I'm Tony Warner. I'm Kimberly's father and the proud grandfather of Harper, and we're glad to be here. Thank you very much.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Ashley McLean. I am the fiance of John Moore. That's Pat's.
All right. All right.
I'm John Moore. I will be the godfather to Harper.
Good. You sure you're the fiance?
That's what they tell me.
Did you get down on one knee?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I love it. All right. Very cool. All right. All right. Do we have any other visitors this morning? Would you introduce yourself?
I'm Jim Depper.
Jim, we're glad to have you with us this morning. Thank you for coming and being with us this morning. Any other visitors? Yes. I'm sorry? Mary. Awesome. Glad to have you with us this morning. Awesome. Awesome. All right. Who's got a joy they'd like to share this morning? You have a joy, right?
Yep. It's my wife Lori's birthday today. I've met her 27 years, so I know she's at least.
All right, Lori's birthday today. All right. Other joys? Yes.
My son Steve was married last weekend, so we have a beautiful new daughter-in-law named Roxanne, and a great study family.
Praise the Lord. Awesome, awesome. Other joys? Yes.
Company's gone back.
You know, Jack said the same thing this morning. All our kids were in. He woke up and he says, the house is quiet. Amen. Yes. Others? Other joys? Yes.
But I had 2 soccer games today, and we had both.
Yes, celebration of a birthday, right?
I don't know if it's a praise or a joy.
All right. And they went to laser tag, and you what? Your mom beat you. Okay. Other joys? It was wonderful having the kids here, my kids here this past week. I put them to work. Where do you see the place? They've been working and working and working. I fed them good, but good. Yes. Awesome. It will continue. The ecumenical service was wonderful. Last week we had all the collection. I want to report to you that we fed 50 families. We took enough food to take baskets to 50 families plus. So I asked you to do 50 families, and you outdid it. Thank you on behalf of those families. I think you. Thank you. Others? Other joys? Friends, we need to remember in our prayers. Who do we need to remember in our prayers? Yes.
Greg Dixon's mom fell and broke her arm on Thanksgiving Day.
Greg's mom broke her arm on Thanksgiving Day. Yes.
For my mother, Linda, and my mother, Kay, both who are sick.
Linda and Kay, both who are sick. For Jim... who's looking at a health crisis. Others? Yes. For the family of Mike Weller, who passed this way this week. Yes.
For my brother Jeff, who's having a rough time.
For your brother Jeff, who's having a rough time. In the back, yes.
Today.
A year ago today. For Sherry. Others? We need to remember in our prayers. It's important to pray. It's important to pray. Yes, Doug.
Dan Davis, who broke his elbow and has a very sore shoulder as well.
Dan, who's here, he broke his elbow the other day and with the open house, and so we got to remember him. Others? Anyone else we want to pray for? Let's take it to the Lord in prayers. Lord, thank you. You are an awesome God. We thank you for the blessings you've given us. For Harper and all those who are members of the family of Christ through baptism, our brothers and sisters. We thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that you've bestowed upon us. Lord, this past Thursday, most of us gathered together around huge tables of food, and we overate, and it was a blessing. I'm hoping, Lord, that we also remember those who have little. Thank you, Lord, for touching our hearts that we were able to help at least 50 families, Lord. Lord, I give you thanks for the new era of cooperation amongst all your churches here in Strongsville. And for all the blessings. But Lord, you've heard the names of those who we need to raise in prayers. For our sister broke her arm. For our brother who broke his elbow. For those who are facing health issues, Lord, please send your healing hand to them. Lord, we always want to remember our brothers and sisters who can't be here because they're confined. Some are in nursing homes, Lord, and other facilities where they need special care. Betty and Edith and all the rest, Lord. We ask that you let them know this very moment that we're praying for them. Lord, we ask that you would be with us as we continue to try to walk in your way. Being representatives of grace in the world. In a way that shows Christ's love, not condemnation, not judgmentalism, but through love, that they may come to know you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, bless us. Be with us as we begin the Advent journey together today. Also, Lord, a special blessing I ask upon the confirmation class that's leading our faith service today. Thank you for them. They've been journeying for several months, and they have a long way to go. But Lord, they're doing wonderful. Thank you for them and their teachers. Bless us, Lord. Hear us as we join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Praise the Lord. At this time, I'd like to ask the baptismal party to please come forward. Come on. Parents and godparents, I want you to stand right up here behind me. Confirmation class, come on down. Confirmation class, I want you to stand right here because I want you to see, watch up here. I want you to see what's going on. Guys, come on. All right. I want you to have a bird's eye view of what's going on, okay? Let's stand up here. That's it. Come on in here a little bit. Okay? Come on around here so people can run this off, okay? This is a very important thing. It's, you know, one of the ministers got to do several things, but one of the things we love to do is baptisms, because that's when we bring somebody new into the family. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're Harper's age or their parents' age or Jack's age. When you become baptized, you all become brothers and sisters in Christ. Okay? That's what we are, and heirs of the kingdom. So it's an important thing to do. This is how it went. In the scripture, in the time of Jesus, the scripture says this. They were bringing, everybody, were bringing their children to Jesus that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked the people, saying to keep them away. But when Jesus saw it, he got mad. He said, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the realm of God like a little child shall not enter it." And Jesus took them in his arms, and he blessed them, and he laid his hands upon them. When Jesus began his ministry, he came to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to change his mind. He said, "I ought to be baptized by you. Yet you've come here to me to be baptized." Jesus says, "Let us do it for now, the way that God wants it to be. For this is the way we shall do all things that God requires." As soon as Jesus was baptized, he came up out of the water, and the heaven was opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down like a dove, and it sat right upon him. Then a voice said from heaven, "This is my own dear Son, with whom I am well pleased." At another time, Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." The sacrament of baptism is an outward and visible sign of the grace of God, inasmuch as the promise of God is not only to us, but also to our children who are baptized with water and the Holy Spirit. And this is a mark of their acceptance into Christ's church, the sign and seal of their participation in God's forgiveness, and the beginning of their growth into full Christian faith and discipleship. And now I need to ask you some questions. And sir and madam, you please answer along with them, because it is your job to make sure that she is raised in the faith. It's not just symbolism here. In the early days of Christianity, when Christians were persecuted, the godparents were those who made sure that even if something happened to mom and dad, they grew up in the faith. So it's important, right? Let me ask these questions. Do you have the desire to have your child baptized in the faith and family of Jesus Christ? Will you encourage her to renounce the powers of evil and to receive the freedom of new life in Christ? Will you teach her so that she may be led to profess Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior? Do you promise, by the grace of God, to be Christ's disciples, to follow in the ways of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness to the work and the word of Jesus Christ as best as you are able? Do you promise? Do you promise, according to the grace given you, to grow with her in the Christian faith, to help her be a faithful member of Christ's church by celebrating Christ's presence, by furthering Christ's mission in all the world, and by offering the nurture of the Christian church as she may, until she may affirm her own baptism? under the congregational assent. Christ has called us to make disciples of all nations, to offer them as them the gift and the grace of baptism. Now, I want to ask you this because this is important. This is a commitment we are making, not only to each other, but to Harper and to her family. Do you, who witness and celebrate this sacrament, do you promise your love and support and care to Harper, who is about to be baptized, as she lives and grows in Christ?
We promise Harper our love, support, and care.
Let us unite with the church in all places and times in our profession of the faith in the triune God. Do you believe in God?
God.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
Into the water. We thank you, God, for the gift of creation, called forth by your saving water. Before the world had shaped and formed, your Spirit moved over the waters, and out of the water of the depth you formed the firmament and brought forth the earth and sustaining all life. In the time of Noah, you washed the earth with a flood of water, and on your ark of salvation you bore out a new beginning. In the time of Moses, your people Israel passed through the Red Sea, through the water of slavery to freedom, and cross the flowing Jordan to enter into the promised land. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of the womb. Jesus was baptized by John in the water of the Jordan, became living water to the woman at the Samaritan well, washed the feet of the disciples, and sent them forth to baptize all nations by water and the Holy Spirit. Bless by your Holy Spirit, gracious God. It's okay. By your Holy Spirit, save those who confess the name of Jesus Christ, that sin may have no power over them. Create new life in them. Baptize this child that she may be raised with Christ in glory to you, eternal God, the one who was and is and shall come, world without end. Amen. Wait a minute. Can I go to you? All right. Oh, she's fine. What name is given her?
Harper.
Harper Jean. Harper Jean. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Here's your. And now let me introduce you to the newest member of God's family. Harper Jean. All right. All right. Don't you want another one? Harper, I always tell people this, if you need money, come and see Lloyd. Others? Yeah. She's adorable, isn't she? Mm-hmm. All right. All right. You were this little once, Luke. Yeah. Don't ever become 16. This from a mother of a teenager. I understand. All right. choir. Oh my, I do it. You look. This is your new sister. Welcome her. Go ahead and touch her. She won't break. Hey, can we guys hold hands? Harper, now may the blessings of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. May you be filled with grace and love and have a long and happy life. Walk with the Lord each and every day. Amen. Let's welcome our new brother, our new sister in Christ. Brother. It's time for the children's message. Come on down. Calling all kiddos. Scoot over. Can I get in there too? Advent. What's it mean? It's the beginning of December. It's 4 weeks. Begins the 4 Sundays in December. And what is it? It's the countdown to Christmas. Are you all looking forward to Christmas coming?
Yes.
You know, when I go to count down things and I kind of look at the days, sometimes I get confused because I can't remember what day is what. So I have something that helps me. What helps you count down? A calendar. Yes. So I have an advent calendar here. Anybody ever seen an advent calendar? It's got a pretty picture on it, but it's also got hidden numbers. Do you see the hidden numbers?
Yes, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Last year you got chocolate?
You ate
Yeah, you know what? And Pastor Becky was going to get them for you this year, but I couldn't find them. So what I'm going to do, guess what I'm going to do? Every Sunday you come in, I'm going to have chocolate for you. Okay? And we're going to have chocolate on Sundays as our time for Advent. And I apologize for that. But you will have a calendar in your classroom. Somebody find day one, because this is day one. You did it last time. Let somebody else find it. Somebody find day one. Here, you do it.
Okay.
Find day one. Keep looking. Yeah, where is it? Find it. All right, now open it up. Can you read what it says on the back? The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. So you know what? Christmas is coming, and what do we do on Christmas? We give presents, right? So what are you going to give this year? You have an idea? Think about it.
No.
Remember, Advent is coming. Prepare in your heart. By the way, I want to see the hands of everybody who had a Thanksgiving prayer at their table before they had Thanksgiving dinner. You guys were supposed to do that. All right, let's have a prayer. Hold hands. Lord, thank you for Advent. Bless us, Lord, as we go and we wait for the coming of Jesus. Fill us, Lord, with your grace. And may we find something, a way we can give something special on Christmas. Doesn't have to be a thing. It can just be our love. Bless us, Lord. Amen. See y'all later. My brothers and sisters, it's time for us to wait on you for an offering. Folks, first-time visitors, nothing in the plate. This is our gift to you. Thank you for being here. The rest of us, what's the way that we give? We give from our hearts for thankfulness to what God has given us, and no other reason. So we ask that you, we wait on us, and we give you an offering of thanks for all God has given us. Would you wait on us, please? God, we humbly come before you with these gifts.
Lord, they're just a portion.
You pour out all blessings upon us. And so we bring these back out of thankfulness and love. We ask, Lord, that you would use them for your holy purpose. Bless the gift and the giver, Lord. Help others to find their way to you through these gifts. In Christ's holy name, amen. Advent is the time of the year when we begin the celebration of Christmas. And during each time of the year when we celebrate, we use symbols. Today is the hanging of the green service. And so today we're going to look a little bit into the symbols of Christmas, of the Advent season. And our confirmation class is leading us on today. So this is a song of symbol, a symbol and song.
Christmas tree. A Christmas tree is a decorated tree, usually an evergreen conifer such as a spruce or pine or fir, traditionally associated with the celebration of Christmas. Today there are a wide variety of traditional ornaments such as garland, tinsel, and candy canes. An angel or star may be placed at the top of the tree to represent the host of angels or the Star of Bethlehem from the Nativity. Star of Bethlehem. Christian tradition, the Star of Bethlehem, also called the Christmas Star, revealed the birth of Jesus, the biblical Magi, and later led them to Bethlehem. Holly and ivy. Holly and ivy, along with the pines, are called evergreens because they never change color. They are forever green, forever alive, and even in the midst of winter. They symbolize the unchanging nature of God, and they remind us of the everlasting life that is ours through Christ.
Oh,
poinsettia. Most Christmas greenery reflects European traditions, but the one colorful exception is the poinsettia, which is native to the American continent. It blooms look like a flaming star, and many say that it is a symbol of the Star of Bethlehem, which led the wise men to the manger. The people of Mexico and Central America call the poinsettia the flower of the holy night.
Remembrance bows. Christmas is a time filled with memories, happy memories of family and friends. The remembrance bow help us to remember and thank those family members and friends who have passed on that help make our Christmas memories. Candles. Candles are a reminder to us that God is always with us. The Christ candle is a symbol of Christ's light coming into the world. May Christ's love and light shine in us and through us at Christmas and always.
Thank you.
Nativity. This manger and these figures of Mary and Joseph are symbols of the Nativity of Jesus, Christ's humble birth in a simple manger of Bethlehem, as told in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke.
Filled with symbols. But at least we forget, it's not the symbols that are important. It's not the gifts. It's not the party. Really, it's not even family. What is important is the gift. The gift that was given us and given Harper. A gift of the Christ child that God so loved us that he sent his son for us. You know, this season of Advent, take notice of all the greens and the colors and the symbols all around the place. We can't help it. Even in the bars and even in the restaurants and the shopping malls, it's all around. Because it is the greatest of gifts. A gift for you. May that baby that was born in Bethlehem, may you take time to look into your heart and see if that baby is born there again and renew you so that you may walk all the days with your Father and be in the kingdom of heaven. God's blessings upon you. Amen. Can we turn to our closing hymn, please? must admit that Harper's probably the best dance part in our castle lot. Uh-oh. And now as you go from this place celebrating the Advent season, go with hope in your heart. Go with the expectations of joy and peace. Go out into the world and proclaim His love. Go in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And all the people of God said, Amen. Amen. Confirmation class, please join me.